Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the one-year Bible journey. My name is Pastor Jeremiah. Thank you for joining us. It is our two-week celebration, two-week anniversary, whatever it is, 2 weeks in. So however many weeks we have left, we're going to keep plowing through it. So thank you for your desire and your commitment to read through the Word of God this year. Well, today I want to turn our attention and our thoughts to Genesis chapter 30. This is the chapter after the whole Jacob, Rachel, and Leah thing. So Jacob falls in love with Rachel. He wants to marry her. He commits to working 7 years. Then on the week of the wedding, the father-in-law deceives him and he gives him Leah instead of Rachel. And then he ends up having to work another 7 years for Rachel. And the Bible describes Leah as not as very beautiful, good looking. Rachel is beautiful and well formed, at least from Jacob's perspective. And so anyway, I'm sure that had to be a very interesting dynamic and relationship. Obviously, we don't have multiple wives anymore. I only have one wife. And so I'm sure that was very interesting for Jacob to have these two wives, the one wife knowing that, like, hey, I'm not really that attracted or into you, but I really love Rachel. And I'm sure that created very interesting dynamics in that whole family. And we get to Genesis chapter 30. And it's a very interesting chapter because what happens at the outset, Rachel wasn't having any children and she becomes jealous of Leah. And there's nothing like a good girl fight, chick battle, right? No, just kidding. But anyway, she gets very jealous of Leah because she's not having kids. And that was so, so important in that culture. And so she's jealous and she's mad at Jacob and is like, give me children or I'm going to die. Or, you know, it's a very extreme. And she's blaming Jacob and God and jealousy, all these kind of things. And so then she ends up giving her maidservant to Jacob to sleep with, to have a child, because then that means, like, now I'm going to be blessed. And then the rest of the chapter is just a battle between Jacob and Leah, having children between themselves and their maidservants. And it's just this feud between the two. It's like, hey, I'm pregnant, so now I'm more blessed than you are. And no, now I'm having kids, and I'm more blessed than you are. And there's this battle between Rachel and Leah. And the thought I want to present today is that I think sometimes in our lives, in our spiritual pursuit, we tend to be so focused on other people and what's happening in their journey and in their life rather than our own. I think social media has been a large part of that, hasn't it? It's like we can open up Facebook or Instagram or whatever it might be, and we never post the negatives of our life on, it's always the good stuff, good pictures, good photos. For example, this last week has been the 10-year challenge. And so I'm sure everyone who thinks they look good now, you know, is posting their 10-year challenges. I had one friend who's a pastor. He took a photo 10 years ago and then he photoshopped himself in this super shredded out buff man's body and posted that to be like, see, look how good I look now. So life tends to be this competition where we're constantly looking at each other. And then we, in turn, do that in our spiritual lives. And we can get more fixated on the blessings and what's happening in other people's lives rather than our own pursuits. For me as a pastor, I was meeting with missionaries the other day. And they were talking about their home church and great things that are happening in their home church. And certain things were really exploding. And you know, part of my flesh is like a little bit jealous. It's like, wait, you know, why are they more blessed than I am? And we have to battle that and remove that perspective from our hearts and our minds. And we need to just be focused on our own individual pursuits and what God is doing in our lives. Yes, there is the dynamic that is, this is a community of faith and we're spiritually pursuing God together. And really the reality is the Bible says, you know, when we're blessed, when one person's blessed, we're all blessed. When one person weeps, we all weep. But I want to make sure that, you know, even in this one-year Bible journey, it's not about like, well, I've read my whole Bible and you only read half this year, so I'm going to get more blessed. It's not a competition. It's about our own individual pursuits of Jesus and our obedience walk with Him. So, amen. So grab hold of that today. Let's not make our spiritual life and our journey all about looking at other people's blessings and comparisons and competitions, but let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and our own lives tracking and pursuing Jesus. So God bless you guys. Thank you for the support of our ministry. Go to gracepointag.org. We appreciate that. I will talk to you tomorrow.